This is story 33 for the year starting October 23rd, 2017. Broadcast number 1130 for June 10th, 2018. This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. Today's story comes from the Greenbush Centennial book and was in a section about haying. This story is called Putting Up Hay and was submitted by Myrna Suvdi using her personal knowledge and information from Kenneth Lungas. Farming has never been an easy job, but back in the old days it really required a lot of manual labor. Hay had to be cut and dried or it would spoil and be unfit for animal consumption. Hay was often stored in the haymow or hayloft of big hip roof barns. Hay that was too green might heat and cause fire. There was a reason for the old phrase, make hay while the sun shines. Saws were first used to cut the grass, and small piles were put together with a pitchfork. That didn't continue for long in this area. Farmers bought mowers pulled by horses and used dump rakes also pulled by horses. At first, the hay was pitched from the windrows made by the dump rakes onto a trailer with high but open sides called a hay rack. From the hay rack, it was often pitched into a haystack or into the hay mow. The big hip-roofed barns were equipped with a track attached to the inside of the haymow roof. Before loading the hay racks, a sling rope would be laid on the rack. A sling rope was actually three ropes. The three ropes were attached together by a steel loop at each end. This was spread on the hay rack with a loop at each end. The hay would be pitched on top. When back at the barn, the end loops of the sling rope would be hooked to a steel cable on a pulley contraption that came down from the track at the peak of the barn. The other end of the cable went out of the barn near the opposite end and down to the ground. This cable would be hooked to a horse or tractor by way of a pulley system. As the steel cable was pulled, the two ends of the sling came together and the big bundle of hay would be pulled up to the haymow. First, it was pulled straight up to the track that stuck out of the barn. Once up to the track, a mechanism allowed the load to slide onto the track and the hay moved into the barn. A long rope was attached to the pulley contraption, so when the hay reached the desired spot in the haymow, the horse stopped pulling and a person on the ground yanked on the trip rope. One end of the sling rope came loose and the hay fell. The horse backed up or was unhooked and the trip rope pulled and pulled until the sling rope came back down to the rack to be unhooked. Usually, three sling loads were on a rack. This certainly beat pitching a rack full of hay up into the barn. Later, a loader on the front of a tractor could drop the hay onto the rack rather than pitching hay on with a fork. Another chapter in the haying section of the Greenbush Centennial book talked about bucking poles. It was quicker and easier to stack hay than to load it on a rack and drive to the barn, and a barn could only hold so much. Some barns didn't have hay mows, so all hay would be stacked. Sometimes stacks were made right by the barn, but generally they were put up in the fields and pitched on the racks during the winter when work wasn't quite so pressing. Even before hay stackers came bucking poles to stack hay. This operation took two men, two teams of horses, a chute, and a bucking pole. The bucking pole was a large, long pole like an electric pole. A team of horses was hooked to each end of the bucking pole by means of a pole and eveners like on a wagon. As they traveled down a windrow, the weight of the pole dragging on the ground piled the hay up in front of it. So much hay could pile up that it would be all four horses could do to pull the pile. A wide wooden chute was placed where a hay stack was intended to be. The horses pulled the pile of hay up the chute to the top of the stack. One team was unhooked, and the other team would pull the pole out of the stack. Often, stacks were made very long. By backing the chute away from the stack, the hay could continue to be piled and the stack made longer and longer. Pitching hay from stacks stacked with a bucking pole, was a real man-killer, as the hay strands were so bunched together. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.